I would just say that it's important that we do both, that we protect society, but in a way that doesn't infringe on our rights.
That's Representative Corey Malloy, Republican, Utah Representative for District 6. This is the major point upon which he and Representative Steve Handy, Republican from District 16, agree. But Malloy and Handy disagree on whether Utah's existing weapons restrictions have gone far enough. Handy has authored House Bill 209, an Extreme Risk Protective Order, or ERPO bill, to address what he thinks is a major gap in the existing restrictions.
It's an expansion of the protective order, which we have in the code. But in a protective order, a person is making one threat, a threat against one specific individual. But there's a gap in the law. If a person's making broad-based threats to others or to him or herself, we can't do anything in terms of removing the most lethal means of doing harm. It's a firearm. We've spent the last 8 months trying to thread the needle right, that we find a balance between constitutional rights. I'm a gun owner. I have a concealed carry permit. Constitutional rights. And that we then find a way to protect a life and limb in society.
The legislation, if passed, will require a warrant from a judge before firearms can be removed. If false claims are made against an individual, the accuser is subject to a third-degree felony. Handy stresses that the bill has a high level of due process, but Malloy is unsure.
The problem with an ERPO law is that it basically says you're going to come get your firearms, infringe upon the Second Amendment constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens.
In response, Malloy authored a non-binding resolution, HJR 7, which states that Utah's existing legislation appropriately balances Second Amendment rights and protections against gun violence. Both the ERPO bill and the non-binding resolution are currently being read in the House Rules Committee. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.